Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
Nick, I want to apologize. In last week's episode, I feel like I crushed your holiday spirit when I mentioned that the Chamber wasn't hosting our holiday party this year.
It was devastating. It really did catch me off guard.
I know, I'm sorry.
And I freaking love the Chamber's holiday party and the prime rib.
Oh, is that your favorite part of the party?
Oh, yes. The food, the spread at the party.
It is very nice. It's held at the Regency, so shout out to Regency.
You know, and I'll say, I'll never forgive Melissa at the Chamber.
Okay, she's our communications director. What does she do?
So, my friend Jeff was with me one year, and as a prank, Jeff decided to tell me that he got the last bit of prime rib. And
okay.
He said, right, Melissa? And I look at Melissa Fetterhofer sitting there at the table, and she said, yeah, that's right. Now, in all fairness, had I turned around, just done a 180, I would have seen the giant prime rib being carved behind me on the table.
Big slab of meat.
But I trusted Melissa. Oh. I didn't trust my friend, but I trusted Melissa.
Oh, man.
And I didn't have any prime rib that year. And I blame Melissa. And I will always blame Melissa.
Wow. You might need to go into therapy for that.
I've talked about this multiple times. She's heard this rant before.
Well, she'll hear it again when exactly. She listens to the episode.
Exactly. So anyway, so what do you like most about the evening?
I have to say, it is really just the energy of the night. You've been, so you know, over 300 people attend. And I just feel like we work hard all year. We've all struggled. We've all succeeded in different ways. And now we're just happy to have the night off. I feel like everybody that attends, like they take it as their night off. It's wonderful. It is really the social event of the year, and it's such a great mix of people. We've got community leaders, business leaders, educators, first responders. So I just feel like the energy of the room is unlike anything else.
I just always feel like I'm crashing it, but whatever.
You're always invited.
I know, but I feel like I'm crashing it.
But the sad news is we cannot gather this year. But instead, the Chamber is focusing our time and energy on helping others. We have coordinated a number of ways for the community to come together, not socially, but in the spirit of the holidays to help others. So the idea wasn't to reinvent the wheel. We didn't want to create an entirely new event and then, you know, ask people to promote it or support it. So instead, what we did was recognize that there are already groups doing so much good. So what we want to do is amplify those efforts and get the force of our membership and our listener community behind those.
Great.
And I think the timing is good because this Tuesday, November 15th, it's National Philanthropy Day.
Okay.
Here's a little history lesson. The word philanthropy comes from the Latin and Greek philanthropia.
Okay.
I don't know if I said that right. Philo meaning tend to, and anthropos meaning mankind or human beings. So philanthropy literally means taking care of human beings. And with that in mind, I want to highlight the service activities we're asking people to consider supporting instead of attending our holiday party this year. Specifically, if you're a business who helps others during the holidays, maybe this year pick one of these causes to rally your staff and your customers around.
You know, I looked over this when you sent it to me, and what I like about it is that there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have time, but they have money to donate. Some people don't have money, but they can afford their skills.
Exactly. And I want to preface this by saying I'm going to put a link to the website that includes all of the details and dates and all of the contact information. But we're going to highlight five of these opportunities today because several of the deadlines for donations are really early in December. So now is the time to get on board and get things collected so you don't miss the drop-off dates.
Sounds good.
The first is a cookie drop. There are quite a few unaccompanied airmen in the dorms at Scott Air Force Base. They're usually really young, unmarried individuals that live in the dorms, and the Spouses Club at the base collects cookies to deliver to these service members. And you can buy or bake as many as you'd like and then drop them off at the chamber office on Wednesday, December 8th.
Very cool.
The second service event is also in support of our armed forces, and it is a blanket drive for the Fisher House. The Fisher House is like the Ronald McDonald House. You know what that is, Nick?
I do.
Okay, so it's like the Ronald McDonald House, except it's for military families who are here because they're supporting a family member who's undergoing medical treatment. And the Chamber's Military Affairs Committee will make fleece-tied blankets and also donate gas cards to the families staying at the Fisher House. And then they'll also give some of those donations to the residents who live in the Shiloh dorm at Scott Air Force Base. So if you have fleece to donate or you want to help make the blankets, I'll link to those details in the show notes.
All right.
The next opportunity is a battery drive to support O'Fallon Fire and Rescue. Now, Nick, we've mentioned this before, but something our firefighters often do is go into houses without working detectors and they replace the batteries for our residents. And one really impactful way that we can show support for our first responders is to donate Energizer brand 9-volt batteries. And those will be collected at the chamber office December 1st through the 3rd.
Okay. Well, speaking of first responders, I know the O'Fallon and Shiloh Police Departments each have their own Christmas programs they do with for kids and families. That's in the right. area. O'Fallon has Cops and Kids, where they take about 50 kids shopping for things for themselves and then gifts for their families. And their fundraising has been so successful that recently they've also been able to include gift cards for families to use.
That's right.
I know we cover this each year for the paper, and it really is a highlight of the season for me. Like, you just don't feel like the holiday season is upon you until you see these families and these kids just walking around the stores and, you know, picking stuff out. And they're not just picking out stuff for themselves, but what's really nice is when you see these little kids and they're more worried about finding gifts for, you know, their brothers and sisters or their parents or somebody else instead of them. And then the cops are the ones encouraging them to say, okay, well, what about you? What do you want? What do you need?
Yeah.
You know, so. Oh,
that's nice. I like that event. And I know in the past, some local companies, like I know First National Bank of Waterloo, they've had casual Fridays where their staff can donate money in order to dress down for the day. And then they take that money that's collected and donate it to this cause. So if you're a company out there, maybe consider something like that.
Definitely.
And then finally, the Chamber is also a food drive collection site for the O'Fallon Food Pantry. So when we're able to host the holiday party, we collect food, and then John Drolet with Gifts for Individuals loads it into his gift box truck that I'm sure we've all seen around town, and we take that over to the food pantry for donations. So you can collect food at your organization and bring it to the chamber office December 1st through the 3rd, and we'll make sure to get all that food over to the food pantry just like we would if we had hosted the holiday party.
That's a lot of good opportunity for the community to show up for others. And like you said before, hopefully companies and groups hear something that sparks their interest here, and maybe they choose to support one of these events.
Yep.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Today is Friday, November 12th, and Three Sisters Gifts in downtown O'Fallon has their holiday open house today from 12 until 6, and then tomorrow from 10 until 5. And then earlier we mentioned the Cops and Kids Christmas event. Well, Courage and Grace is a do-it-yourself studio in downtown O'Fallon, and they're hosting a workshop with kids, and the proceeds will benefit the Cops and Kids Christmas event. That is tomorrow, Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m., and I'll put a link to that registration in the show notes.
All right.
And then Sunday, November 14th at 1 p.m., Wolfersberger Funeral Home is hosting a Veterans Funeral Forum. They host these funeral forums throughout the year, but this one is designed specifically to address the unique services and benefits earned by our veterans. They are very open conversations about discussions you could be having right now before you experience death. And the goal is to make your passing a little easier on those that you love by giving you knowledge and resources right now. So they'll offer information about things like veterans, burial benefits, cemetery resources, headstone options. And then they'll also have a veterans service officer with the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs there to help navigate those benefits too.
Nice.
And the thing I want to mention, so I've been to one of these funeral forums. I can tell you this is not a sales pitch. This is a no pressure, no commitment. It's just really an honest conversation to help ease the death of a loved one. So if you are a veteran, spouse of a veteran, or a veteran caregiver, you should really consider attending. And again, that's this Sunday, November 14th at 1 p.m., and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Hey, Nick, if I told you you could win $250 cash by taking photos, what would you say?
I mean, I like money, like a lot.
So you're in?
I'm in.
Okay. Well, stay tuned because there are some really fun around town scavenger hunt events coming up this holiday season where you'll be able to win huge cash prizes. I'm talking like $200, $300
each. All right.
And there's no purchase required on some of these. So we'll detail those in next week's episode.
Sweet. Sign me up. Well, on that note, I've got to go ahead and get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.